they warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod. Mary and Joseph and the babe departed into their own country, another way, into Egypt. And they came and they stayed there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophets, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. And then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in the coasts thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Experience, as well as the scripture, teaches us that when the Holy Spirit begins to work, Satan gets busy. The greatest thing that the Holy Spirit did was to bring into existence Jesus Christ. This was the work of the Holy Spirit. And history tells us that the greatest slaughter, the most merciless killing, the most horrible thing that has ever been recorded in history was Herod's slaughter of the infants following the birth of Jesus Christ. When the Holy Spirit begins to work, Satan begins to move. And the greater the work of the Holy Spirit, the more organized, the more excruciating will be the work of Satan. It's a fact of life, as sure as the fact that whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And it's a fact that holds true today, that when Satan works in the life of an individual, you can be sure that the Holy Spirit is also doing so. Whenever there is persecution, whenever there is pain, whenever there are burdens, you can rest assured that this has come because God has already begun an even greater work. Now, if you want a message of encouragement, if you want a message of hope, here it is, right here. Because when the room crumbles around you and the roof falls in and all of the lights go out, and it seems as though heaven and earth itself are brazen to your cries for help, and Satan attacks you with a fury that you have never known before, then stop and realize that it's because God has already started a wonderful work in your life. When Satan attacked Job in all of his fury, it was because God had already said, "Have you considered my servant Job? There is none like him on the surface of the earth." When Herod went out and slaughtered the infants, the innocents, and so that there were hundreds of thousands of babies that were put to the sword, soldiers bursting into the homes, busting down the doors, dragging the children out of their cribs and cutting their heads off in the living room and leaving the bodies there. When this horrible thing happened in history, it was because God had already gone to work to bring about the most glorious thing that had happened. Satan, in all of his fury, Peter says, as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, is abroad in this earth. And when things happen to you that you don't understand, and when it seems that your very insides are being clawed out by powers that you can't put your finger on, you don't know what it is except that there is a demonic force that is reaching in and ripping you to pieces, then take heart. Take heart. Because it's evidence of the fact that God has already begun a work in you. The Apostle Paul discovered a great door and effectual, the scriptures say, that were open to him. But there were also in the same verse many adversaries. And if you do anything worthwhile in the Lord's service, you can count on opposition. It may be opposition from other people, it may be opposition from within. It may be health problems, it may be financial problems, because Satan can control all of this. But Satan cannot stop, nor can he thwart the great plan of God that he has for your life. I don't know what it is, but God does. Take heart. In Isaac's day, Isaac went out with his people and they dug wells. Nobody cared. All of the enemy around, they didn't care if Isaac was digging wells until he struck water. And when he struck water, the enemy descended on him with all of the fury they could muster to try to wipe his tribe out. When you strike water in your prayer, when you realize that you have finally gotten through to God, then just wait. The enemy will come and attack you with all the fury that he can muster. But praise God. Praise him, because at the same time, it's evidence of the fact that God has begun a wonderful work in you, which he himself wants to do. Someone has said that when you go into an orchard in the off season, an apple orchard, and you want to find out which trees bear fruit and which trees don't bear fruit, look at the trees that have the sticks and stones under them. Because these are the trees where the children have gone into the orchard and have thrown the sticks and the stones up into the tree to knock the fruit off. If you bear fruit, expect sticks and stones. And if the Holy Spirit begins a work, expect Satan to get busy. But thank God, for unto us is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And everything is under his control. All authority, he says, has been given to me. And we can claim it this morning. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Peace be unto you. Not as the world giveth, but as I give, the peace that I can give is yours today." There are some things in your life this morning that have given you great concern. There are anxieties in your life that over the last several weeks you have said to yourself and maybe to someone else, "I just don't think I can stand up under it any longer." Well, praise God. Because he's already started a work in your life. And the very fact that you're here this morning and the Spirit of God calls to you and says, "Now you can do something about it," is evidence of the fact that he's not going to turn his Herod may come and slaughter the infants. Satan may come and cause adversities and distress and sickness, sorrow and pain. But we serve a living God, a living Christ, who has overcome the world. All I have to share with you is what he's done to me. But there was a time in my life when I didn't even want to see tomorrow arrive, because I knew it held more of today. And then God did a work in my life through his Holy Spirit, until in the morning I can hardly wait for the sun to come up to say, "Oh boy, Lord, what today? What today?" There's joy in letting Jesus Christ control your life. If he's not, and we're going to take just a minute right now, and while the people in this room who have received Jesus Christ go to God in prayer, and while the Holy Spirit works and anoints your life, this is a time, as we think about the birth of our Lord, that you can be reborn into the kingdom of God. Would you just stand with me quietly for a moment? Just stand. Your head's bowed. Asking God to reveal in your own life the needs that are there. While you go through this period of introspection, there's some of us who are praying, "Oh God, reveal your Son, Jesus Christ, who takes away the sin of the world." And the invitation is given that wherever you are right now, wherever you stand, that if you would give your heart to Jesus Christ, if you would commit yourself to his service, to step out and come forward here and make a concrete decision. It takes courage. It takes guts to come and to say it. But oh, he'll bless your life. Or if your life is powerless, the Holy Spirit is not operating in your life, and you don't understand why it is that you're so empty all the time, come and let him fill you. The scriptures say that if you ask the Father for the Holy Spirit, give him to you. He'll fill you. That you can be filled, baptized in his Spirit. And you can come even this morning, and we'll stop for a moment here at this altar rail. We'll kneel and we'll pray. And God will answer our prayer, because that's the kind of God he is. So just in this moment, quiet.